From WYPR, I'm Sheila Cast. We're on the record. The Hohen Lithograph plant, stretched across an entire city block in East Baltimore, has been empty for decades. Now it's on the verge of becoming a hub for neighborhood innovation with GED classes, workforce training, and more. Karen Stokes, CEO of Strong City Baltimore, the anchor tenant, describes plans for the building and the broader goal of transforming that part of Baltimore.
Can we do this in 2-3 years? No, we cannot. But I really do believe that in 5 to 15 years, you will see a major difference in this area.
We also meet Ella Durant, president of the Collington Square Neighborhood Association. She speaks to what the Hohen Project means to her neighbors and adjoining communities.
This is hope for them that they're still important to this state, to this city. It will be a revolution.
It's On the Record after the news.
You're listening to On the Record, the podcast, a service of your public radio, 88.1 WYPR. Find more podcasts online at wypr.org. And tell us what you think. Send an email to ontherecord@wypr.org.
Good morning, I'm Sheila Cast. We're On the Record. Does the adage, it takes a village to raise a child, apply to whole communities, as in, takes a village to raise a village? This morning we'll look at what's happening in East Baltimore. The former A. Hone & Company lithograph printing plant, empty for a generation, occupies a whole city block in East Baltimore. It's about to get a major overhaul. With other developments several blocks away, it could be part of a renaissance in that area of Charm City. Here to tell us about what's happening is Ella Durant, longtime resident and president of the Collington Square Neighborhood Association, a community adjacent to the Hohen building property. She's also an interprofessional practice and patient safety education specialist at Johns Hopkins Bayview Medical Center. Welcome to On the Record, Ella.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
And glad you are here. Also joining us is Karen Stokes, CEO of Strong City Baltimore. It's a nonprofit that for 50 years has taken a holistic approach to building and strengthening neighborhoods. Welcome, Karen.
Good morning.
Ella, you grew up in the Collington Square neighborhood. What changes have you seen?
Over the years, there have been quite a few changes. As I was growing up, it was a thriving neighborhood. People worked. Most of them had been on their jobs for years. General Motors, Bethlehem Steel, jobs of that sort.
So but this was in like the middle of the 20th century. I'm not asking you how old you are, but kind of when you
correct.
Say...
Correct. Mm-hmm. That was about the time. And those homeowners, as jobs disappeared, home ownership disappeared at the same time. Some of the buildings were left vacant, because there were a lot of absentee landlords. So as the buildings became vacant, drug traffickers moved in, and the neighborhood association, particularly led by my husband, Bruce Durant, we boarded up vacant buildings. We cleaned alleys on a daily, weekly basis to keep the area up, because dirt breeds crime, so we kept it as clean as we could. So the scene has changed greatly since the Hohen Company is being renovated. Hope has come back. Thoughts for jobs are foremost on people's mind. It's going to be a change, a great change for us.
Well, let me ask you about that. Developers have shown interest in your area before, right?
Correct.
And how did that
neighbors,
turn out?
Neighbors were a little bit dismayed time after time when the yard, we called it the yard, continued to sit vacant year after year. We would get to a certain point and the interest would fade. So when this particular project started, enthusiasm wasn't really there because we'd been down this road several times. But now we've reached the point where everybody knows it will happen.
Karen, how did the Hohen building get on Strong City Baltimore's radar?
Well, we had been thinking about moving for quite a while. We've been renters for 49 years.
In Charles Village.
And at a certain point, we were thinking we needed to move because of a variety of reasons. But when we were really trying to determine where would we want to go, we felt that it was really important for us to look at our mission and go to a place where our mere presence would also help transform a neighborhood. We have an adult learning center, so we have 600 learners that will be coming in and out, and probably another 50 staff people, and then lots of other partners that we work with. So we knew that wherever we moved, our presence could make a difference in terms of a community. So we began looking. We're in North Central Baltimore right now. We were looking along the Greenmount Avenue corridor, and the developer approached us and said, have we got a building for you? I didn't realize it was, in fact, a city block. Pleased about it. But it was what was enticing to us is that it is actually an area where there is really ripe for opportunity. It's just north of what everybody in town calls EBDI, the East Baltimore Development Initiative. Otherwise, everyone thinks of it as the Kennedy Krieger Medical School, Hopkins Medical School area. And this project has been called the North of the Tracks project because it is literally up on the other side of the tracks of this big development where the medical school is. Yes, the Amtrak. So when we were approached by the developer, we looked at it and said, this is a really interesting part of town where a lot of other people see nothing but distressed vacant buildings. We look at that as opportunities. It has green space. It is really relatively accessible to from highways and near downtown and midtown. So we said this is a really interesting opportunity for us to consider moving to an area where our presence could make a difference in terms of revitalizing this part of the city.
What did the building look like when you first saw it?
When we first saw it, it was completely boarded up. It was all kinds of holes in the roof, trees growing out of the masonry. I kind of joke and think, I'm surprised I wasn't fired by my board of directors when I brought them there, because it was like, look at this building. And they saw the opportunity too, which was really very exciting for me, that they saw that this had great possibilities.
So what is it about the bones of the building that says great
Well, I think there's something about this building. It's an iconic building in Baltimore. And I think touching on what Ella says, it is a building where you can feel the workers that had been there before. It is a architectural gem. So the building itself is a city block long. It is between Biddle and Chase and Collington and Chester. So it has two warehouses, which are not historic at all. So those warehouses were added on. But the other buildings are two buildings. One was built in the late 1800s, the other is the 1900s. And there's a courtyard that is also going to be renovated. And the building itself has just amazing wood inside and windows. The amount of natural light that will be coming in is going to be phenomenal for folks who are going to be working there.
Ella, I'm enjoying looking at your face as Karen gets so excited about this building. Sort of like, yeah, I know.
I'm very excited about the building. And the outside of Building A, I believe it is, has architecture that you won't see in today's world. But not only is the building of interest, Collington Square Neighborhood Association itself sits in a neighborhood that is a hidden gem for the city. We have a beautiful park called Collington Square Park. The neighbors who are there, who are homeowners, who are really interested in the neighborhood, we really keep it clean. So the renaissance of this building, coupled with the beautiful area of Collington Square, it will be just phenomenal for the city.
This is On the Record on WIPR. I'm Sheila Cass speaking with Ella Durant, president of the Collington Square Neighborhood Association, and Karen Stokes, CEO of Strong City Baltimore. We're talking about plans to overhaul the Hohen Building in East Baltimore and how that might affect the neighborhood. Ella, as president of the Collington Square Neighborhood Association, how have you been involved in the Hohen Building makeover process?
I was approached by Cross Street Partners. They were the people who first had the idea to renovate this historic building. And they contacted me to see if the neighbors and neighborhood would be interested in their thoughts, their plans for the building. Would it fit into the life of the neighbors? And of course it would. The area will become alive again.
I want to understand better the process of how these ideas have come to be and what your role was. When Cross Street approached you, what happened then?
We, of course, looked at the building, which I have been looking at all my life.
From the outside?
No. In the third grade, my class took a field trip there. It was a thriving business at the time. And they made paper maps. They made globes. The Geographic magazine was National Geographic was published there. So I had seen it occupied, and I'd also seen it in decay.
So who was involved in the conversations about renovating the Hohen Building and Strong City Baltimore coming into it? Ella?
I'd like to start by saying a project of this nature, this size, has to be a collaborative effort. And so our politicians were a part of that. The city of Baltimore was certainly a part of that. And everybody wanted the same thing, to see this building thriving again. Certainly Israel Baptist Church, which is the largest church in
our
footprint.
Right around the corner, yes. Mm-hmm. And Israel Baptist Church has been there well over 100 years. They are absolutely keenly interested in what happens to this building just to the south and east of them, because it has been a blight. I mean, this abandoned building is a city block long. And for many folks, if that could get somehow revitalized, that building rehabilitated, the thought was other things would follow. Of course, we were also talking to right around the corner, something called The Club at Collington Square. That is a community-based program for after school for kids, as well as Collington Elementary School and Henderson Hopkins School. So when we first were running community meetings, just to kind of explore what were people interested in? And we wanted to introduce ourselves because people didn't know who Strong City was, and we were going to be the lead anchor tenant there. It was important for us to come out and introduce ourselves. So our conversation was one around, what is your vision for the neighborhood? What would you like to see happen? What are your hopes and dreams for this building? And then for us to say, well, this is what we are capable of doing.
What has been the reaction from the neighborhood to this proposal to renovate this huge building?
Initially, sort of doubtful, because we've been in several situations where interest was shown. Now that things really have moved along, they're accustomed to seeing the construction that's happening. We've had meetings at various locations, and people are waiting, really ready to see it completed.
Is there any opposition?
Not really, no.
We haven't heard any opposition. People want to know what will be coming in, and they want to be part of it. One of the other aspects about this community is people see this from the railroad track. So one of the first things people see coming in and out of, say, New York along that line, they look out the window, and their introduction to Baltimore has been this part of the city, which we know is going to change and really change the how people think about what Baltimore is all about. Right below these train tracks, the Amtrak, is the largest employment base in the city. Kennedy Krieger and Hopkins has workers there. And what we really see is the amazing opportunity for this work is that there are a lot of custodians, nurses aides, nurse practitioners, folks who could we convince them to move just up the street, four or five blocks away. They could walk to work, and we could get housing available, workforce housing for those people who are working at Hopkins.
We need to take a quick break here. Karen Stokes is CEO of Strong City Baltimore. Ella Durand is president of the Collington Square Neighborhood Association. We're talking about plans to develop the long-abandoned Hohen plant in East Baltimore, the Hohen Lithographic plant. After the break, we'll hear some specifics for the project and how it could transform the surrounding East Baltimore neighborhoods. I'm Sheila Katz. This is On the Record. Stay with us.
This is the On the Record podcast, a service of Your Public Radio, member-supported 88.1 WYPR. You can support this podcast and everything you hear from WYPR. Become a member. Come to WYPR.org and click the donate link.
Welcome back to On the Record. I'm Sheila Cast. We're talking about developments in East Baltimore, specifically plans for the long-vacant Hohen Lithographic Plant. It's not the only renovation. The nonprofit Humanum is running dozens of job training and other equity programs at the American Brewery Building. The Food Hub, an urban farming and commercial kitchen operation, is in the old Eastern Pumping Station. And, of course, it's all near the big East Baltimore Development Incorporated Biotech Park. Karen Stokes, CEO of Strong City Baltimore, a nonprofit that's leading the Hohen redevelopment, is with us. And also here is Ella Durant, a longtime resident of the area and president of the Collington Square Neighborhood Association, one of the communities adjacent to the development. Karen, what are Strong City Baltimore's plans for the building? Who will be the tenants?
Well, we're calling this project the Center for Neighborhood Innovation. And in that building, in our complex, will be the Adult Learning Center, where we have our learners who are studying for their GED or pre-GED work. There will be community life builders, as well as associated builders and contractors who are doing workforce development training, construction training. In addition, in the building, there will be our developer is moving in. Cross Street Partners will be taking up some space. Those are the main leases at the moment. We still have some space to lease. And what we're trying to do right now is fill it with other entities to really round out what we consider to be the Center for Neighborhood Innovation. And it is a matter of looking at holistic community development, not just the bricks and mortar, but also how do we build the capacity of individuals as well to really make the neighborhood fill in both parts of that.
It's exciting to me that all of this is in one location. The people who will participate in these programs won't have to travel from site to site. It will be a matter of steps between buildings on one site. So transportation issues will be lessened because you don't have to get on a bus to go from one program to the other. You just walk throughout the complex. And it is more cost effective for people who don't have a lot of money to further their education.
Ella, how do you see the development making an impact in your neighborhood?
The first impact I see is that people will realize they can get the training to have jobs that will help support their families. So that job training and job readiness is key. In addition, it will alert the city of Baltimore and the state of Maryland that this is a beautiful part of this area. And it would help bring attention to the fact that some very hardworking people have lived there and continue to live there. And this is hope for them that they're still important to this state, to this city. It will be a revolution.
Karen, would you call this an ambitious? I mean, it's clearly an ambitious project, mm-hmm. but given Strong City's capabilities, is this a stretch? Is this an ambitious project for Strong City?
I think it is ambitious, but I also think it really is a... So we're turning 50 this year, mm-hmm. and that's pretty significant for any nonprofit. For us, this was very much about looking at what was our legacy and what do we want the future to be. Our old name used to be Greater Homewood Community Corporation. We changed that a few years ago because we've been doing work citywide. We do think this is ambitious, but it completely...
And tell me about some of the projects you've done.
Well, over the years, we have done a lot of work along the York Road. It's called the York Road Partnership. We've worked very closely with them along Greenmount Avenue. We have been the initial organizers of the neighborhood Remington, which people are very familiar with now. In 2004, we began our community organizing work in Remington. In Harwood, which is a neighborhood along Greenmount Avenue between 25th and 29th, as well as the Barclay neighborhood. So we have focused in North Central Baltimore, and we believe we have a really good process of how neighborhoods change and the role that we play. And we believed that we could bring that same methodology to this neighborhood in East Baltimore. Every neighborhood in Baltimore has a set of leaders. Luckily, we found our leader very early on in Ella. We were able to know that there was a neighborhood association that was very grounded and very hopeful, but also very demanding in the sense that they knew what they wanted as well. And that's a great partner to have. So we believe that yes, this is ambitious. The other thing is we don't go into any neighborhood, number one, unless we are welcomed and invited, but also know that it's going to take 10 to 15 years to make a change. There is no shortcuts. It takes that long to really do that kind of rebuilding effort. And if you're not willing to put in that amount of time, don't expect quick results.
This is On the Record on WIP. I'm Sheila Cass speaking with Karen Stokes, CEO of Strong City Baltimore, and Ella Durant, president of the Collington Square Neighborhood Association. We're discussing the transformation of the Hohen Building in East Baltimore into a center for innovation. When does Strong City hope to move in?
We will be moving in next January. So between the Christmas break and New Year's, we will be staff will be showing up to work at a beautiful new location on January 2nd next year. So it is it's imminent. There's a lot to be done. We're really excited. We're celebrating actually our 50th anniversary there before it's completed on May 4th. So we are going to have a little sneak preview to a lot of our supporters so they could see the building right before it's really completed.
I wanted to say, in addition to Strong City's 50th anniversary and the fact that the renovation is happening, strategically, it only makes sense. The EBDI renovation went along beautifully. The brewery process, beautiful. But housed in between there is this area where Collington Square sits. And so you have two thriving, renovated areas. And then right in the center, nothing. So with the renovation of Hohen and all of the things that are coming there, it just takes the whole area into a whole another process.
Well, as you both know, some developers, and as well as Loyola University economics professor Stephen Walters, told the Baltimore Sun they're skeptical that the projects, including the ones you mentioned, are enough to turn around the challenges that this area faces, the crime, the drugs, the boarded up houses.
There are problems and there are assets, right? So the question is, which way do you want to look at it? Yes, there are problems. We see it as an opportunity. The challenge for EBDI when they were doing that work was the fear of the reality of displacing folks. We are not going to be displacing anybody. The goal here is repopulating this area. We have homeowners that are already there. We have renters that are there. We also have the opportunity for additional folks to move in. And as I mentioned earlier, we have an employment base. Unlike other parts of the city, what is really makes this different is that there are people who live, people who work 4 or 5 blocks away from the area that we are going to be focused on. We believe that's what makes this project really different. And it's very different than even the other projects that Strong City has been involved in. We see the assets on the southern end of just below these railroad tracks as being one of the things that will make this project very successful. You know, if the Loyola professor said, can we do this in 2-3 years? No, we cannot. But I really do believe that in 5 to 15 years, you will see a major difference in this area.
Where is the funding coming from for a project this size? And has it all been secured?
Well, no, not all the funding has been secured, but we've been very fortunate that it is a $30 million project. We have significant funding from federal and state historic tax credits, as well as new market tax credits. We have gotten financing from a number of investors, and the state has been very generous in terms of its, we've gotten over $3 million from the state, and the city has also been likewise very generous in terms of the giving us the building for a very reasonable price. So it's not completely done. We're of course, starting a capital campaign to finish this project, but the project itself is probably one of the most complicated financial real estate projects in the city right now. And it was one of the reasons why it took about 2 years to actually come to completion because of all the various public subsidies that had to come into place.
Ella, let me give you the last word. What is your biggest hope for this project and how it could affect the neighborhoods?
My biggest hope for the project is completion, naturally. And then after that, the hope is that others will see the hidden gem that we already recognize that's there in Collington Square. With all of the partnershiping that has happened, that would be number one that the city of Baltimore and the state of Maryland can learn partners do make things happen. There is no quick solution to anything, but if enough interested people come together with one mind, there is nothing that's impossible. And Collington Square is among those things that it's not impossible. We will be a great area. We already are. We will become greater with this renovation process.
Well, I'm grateful to you both for telling us about it and sharing your excitement about it. Thank you. Thanks.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Karen Stokes is CEO of the nonprofit Strong City Baltimore. Ellen Durant is president of the Collington Square Neighborhood Association. Strong City Baltimore is planning its 50th anniversary party for Saturday evening, May 4th. The theme is Party Like It's 1969, and it will be a chance to get a sneak peek at the new space we've been talking about, 2101 East Biddle Street in Baltimore. We have a link to information about ticket prices and other details at the On the Record page at WYPR.org. I'm Sheila Cast. Glad you're with us on the record. Join us again tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks.